time for the pig pen, and here is our favorite pig, Danny.
All right, before we get to today's version of the pen, let me remind you that if you want to receive breaking sports news first, big name guest alerts, and major ticket news straight to your phone, all you got to do is text JOIN to 22126 and get those ticket text alerts. It's what you need. It's what you want.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
All right. Successful restaurants through the years, I'm sure, have successfully and unsuccessfully tried to add new menu items. Now, I'm sure that when McDonald's started years and years ago in the 50s, I guess it was, and Ray Kroc came up with that idea, they didn't have the Big Mac. But when they added the Big Mac was here to stay, and it's probably their most popular hamburger on their menu now. There were times throughout the decades that McDonald's tried to add other menu items, and some of them successful, some of them not. Now, McDonald's is probably the number one fast food chain in the world.
Gotta be by a mile.
And they're gonna have their hits or misses.
Although, do you think Chick-fil-A is closing in on it?
In the world?
I thought
no.
Still not even close?
Not in the world.
I thought at least in the U.S., Subway had actually passed the McDonald's location.
As far as the number of locations, but as far as billions served and money made, McDonald's is the worldwide brand for fast food.
I think so.
Now, in the 80s. Now, some of these, we're going to focus on some of the menu additions that didn't go so well. So, sometime in the 80s, McDonald's came up with this idea, and I'll tell you why and what happened with it. Yes, you heard it right. McPizza.
I don't remember this.
Nor do I.
Had one.
Really?
Yeah, it was good.
Well, McDonald's... Shut up, Matt. Now, I couldn't find the commercial for it, but around the same time, they also tried to offer McSpaghetti.
Really?
Yeah.
McSpaghetti.
Yeah, McDonald's tried to offer pizza and spaghetti in the 80s, and both of them did not last. Now, the reason they tried to add McPizza was they wanted to kind of bump up their dinner time sales, and they saw the popularity of the pizza business doing so well, and their rival being a PepsiCo company, Pizza Hut, was crushing dinner sales. McDonald's said, well, why don't we do pizza? They went as far to expand the size of their drive-through windows so they could fit the pizza boxes comfortably through their drive-through
windows. Can you imagine how much that had to cost?
Absolutely. Now, the problem was the pizzas were cheap. You could get two of them for $10. And the problem was is they took 11 minutes to cook. And people that were hitting drive-thrus going to McDonald's were not used to that. They wanted their food.
They wanted it now.
They wanted it now. And so the McPizza, although Ty says it was delicious, I never tried it. It didn't work. It just didn't work.
Could you get only like a whole pizza?
They
or
were
was
made
it slices?
No, they were whole pizzas and they were made to order.
Yeah.
Now, I believe the dough was frozen, but they did put the sauce and cheese right there. They brought in special ovens. They had this training process that all the employees went through, and they had to scrap it. I don't think it lasted very long at all.
But I do remember what he said. I remember getting one in the drive-thru, and it took forever.
Yeah. So we move on to McPizza. 1995, another McDonald's menu addition that I do not remember.
Hot dogs are hot again, and they're new at McDonald's.
Hot dog!
The McHot Dog in 1995 was introduced.
McHot Dog?
Yes. Now, I don't know if this was a chain-wide addition. This may have been more of a franchise thing, because in 1977, founder Ray Kroc said, I don't know what's going on inside the skin of a hot dog, and I'll never serve them. But for whatever reason, in the 90s, McDonald's debuted the McHot Dog.
So cheap.
And it didn't work. It really just didn't work.
Doesn't it sound like he's taking any food item and saying Mick before it, and that makes it a
McDonald's that seems
item?
To be a recurring theme throughout this this list
By
of
the
items
way,
that I have for
when
you.
When I do a search for Mick hot dog, somebody named MC Hot Dog pops up.
So, yeah, that did not work at all. Neither did this following item, which was an idea from Scandinavian McDonald's franchisees because they wanted to add some kosher items. Check this out.
Hey, 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 put some gold in your day. Come on in and say McDonald's Golden Grill.
It's got real pineapple.
Hey, 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 it's the taste for today. Come on in and say McDonald's Golden Grill.
You get cheese, lettuce, and hot grilled pineapple.
Hey, 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 put some gold in your day. Come on in and say McDonald's Golden Grill.
For a short time only.
This was their idea to sell a meatless kosher item, the Hula Burger. Which
what?
Was all it was a flipping hamburger, but with instead of meat, you had grilled pineapple.
That had to have failed miserably.
It looks awful.
It did not do well. Now, Ray Kroc, one of their initial ideas to offer kosher menus was the Filet-O-Fish, which is still there to this day. Ray Kroc was on record for hating the smell of fried fish in his restaurants. He hated the Filet-O-Fish, but it was very popular, and it, like I said, it's still on the menu to this day.
I wonder how
the
that
Hula
does.
The Hula Burger, not so much.
Yeah, I wonder if the Hula Burger lasted a month. The Hula Burger.
Yeah, the Hula Burger. All right. Now, in
have
there,
you guys ever had the Filet-O-Fish?
Yeah.
Oh,
when
yeah.
I was a kid.
Yeah. But, I mean, as
recently.
Are you serious?
And?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
How many hours on the Peloton did it take to work off the Filet-O-Fish?
There is that feeling as you're eating it that this is a big mistake probably, but once in a while you get that in your head. I gotta go get one. Gotta see what I'm missing.
Now I think we'd all agree that McDonald's is mostly geared to kids. You know, kids love McDonald's.
Sure.
You got the Happy Meal and the McDonald's Playland. Well, there was a time in the 90s where McDonald's was trying to appeal to a more adult crowd, and we'll all remember this, I'm pretty sure.
Let's go to McDonald's to celebrate you.
You really want to get to McDonald's today? Two words.
Arch Deluxe. Care to join us?
Introducing the burger with the grown-up taste. McDonald's Arch Deluxe.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the Arch Deluxe?
I do remember this one.
What, okay. What made it special?
I don't really know. I think it had a special sauce on it, and the meat might have been a little thicker than their thinner patties, and the bun may have been a little bit more sophisticated. But the problem with the Arch Deluxe was it was too expensive.
Did they
charge
to, like a Chili's price or something?
I think it was like $5.99 or something insane for one hamburger when you could just go, well, I'm already here. The Big Mac's $1.09.
Right.
I'm just going to get that. That did not work out at all. The Arch Deluxe.
It says
grown-up burger.
Soon discontinued.
Which one, Ty? I'm going to ask Ty because he was there for all these. He's basically the Hamburglar. Which one was the hot stays
gonna
hot?
Get to
oh,
it.
Okay. All right.
This is where we let all the game come to us, Bob.
I'm sorry. I thought for a second I was about to guess that was the last one.
No. It's coming. It's coming. I got a whole list here. All right. Number five. This one was to appeal to their customers in the New England, Maryland, Virginia area. I've never heard of this.
Our McLobster is filled with tender chunks of Atlantic lobster. This is one sandwich that's bound to please everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Yeah, not the lobster. So this is when McDonald's came
up. McLobster?
Yeah, in 2013, they came up with the lobster roll idea and called it the McLobster. Now, the reason they did this was because, for whatever reason, in 2013, lobster and other crustacean fish items, which are often thought to be very expensive. Like, you go to order a lobster or crab legs, you're going to pay for them. But for whatever reason, during that time, lobster and crab were incredibly cheap.
Wow.
So McDonald's thought, let's do a lobster roll. It did not do well. The reviews in the stores that they put these out in were not favorable. Because people were like, okay, so lobster's already cheap. I can get a really, really good lobster roll at the a real restaurant that serves seafood.
That does it legit.
That was the review. It's like, why would I ever go to McDonald's for a lobster roll? And I'm sure a lot of people just never even tried it. Because the other options were so good.
It says here that it was served in a hot dog bun. So real generic hot dog bun with lobster sauce.
It didn't look appetizing.
I don't think I've ever had fried lobster. Lobster sauce.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Bob, this is the one you were referencing, and this one we'll all remember. And I think this one had a pretty good little run. But listen to this commercial for this sandwich idea that was discontinued. Gosh, I don't know when it was discontinued, but it came out in the 80s. Listen and see if you know this voice.
Hey, you say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
Then look at McDonald's new McDLT. I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
It's Chasing Alexander.
It is.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side. The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together. You can't resist. Could be the best lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
It's a good time.
I remember the McDLT, and I thought it was a brilliant idea that was a big problem. People thought that, you know, when McDonald's, most of their burgers are not fresh. I mean, they're made fresh, but they wrap them up and they're in the little conveyor belt slide thing. So you're getting them after they may have been sitting in a heat lamp for a little bit. But the problem was is the veggies would get soggy. That was a big complaint to McDonald's. Yeah. Like, I got my hamburger and the lettuce is all wilted and tomatoes hot. Well, they came up with the McDLT, which was a styrofoam container that had two sides. One side had one bun and meat.
Right.
The other side had cheese, lettuce, and I believe tomatoes, maybe pickles, and then whatever spread came on it. And that side was cold. When you got it, it was a deconstructed burger. You put it together and then you had the crispy vegetables with your hot meat.
What happened to that?
Two problems. People did not like the cold cheese. They wanted the cheese melted on the meat.
Why wouldn't they do that?
And number two, there was a massive backlash at the time in the 80s because everything was starting to trend towards more eco-friendly packaging, and this was a huge styrofoam imprint.
It was very big.
It was massive. This thing was the size...
Like that.
It was like two hamburgers.
Did it have a top on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it folded over. So this thing was the size of a record album almost when you unfolded it. And it was styrofoam.
Yeah.
So that was a big problem. And they ended up discontinuing the McDLT. But I think it did have a pretty decent run of several years.
I remember getting that. That's the only one that I remember that you've mentioned that I've actually had.
Yeah.
And then America realized, what do we need vegetables for?
Yeah.
Just get rid of them all together.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, I will bring you to, we don't have audio for this. I searched the internet far and wide to find a commercial for this. But in 2002, McDonald's came out with the incredibly tone deaf McAfrica burger. And it was spelled A-F-R-I-K-A. And all this was a hamburger with pita bread as the bun. I don't know what pita has to do. Maybe it's part of the Mediterranean area. I think of pita. I think of Mediterranean restaurants. I don't necessarily think of African indigenous foods.
McAfrica.
But they came up with the McAfrica burger. This thing did not last at all. And I believe the container had the red, yellow, and is it red, yellow, and green?
Yeah, the African flag.
Yeah, the flag
with
the stripes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigeria?
Yeah. But it's long.
That's green.
African colors when represented in
don't look
in
at me that way.
Well, there's like 32 countries
I know,
in Africa.
What
do you want me to say?
But anyway, this thing was so tone deaf, and people were so offended by the McAfrica burger. This was not only discontinued, but they had to do damage control by putting kiosks inside their restaurants so people could donate money to Africa to help starving children in Africa.
Because it was so tone deaf. That's awesome,
the
dude.
The McAfrica. That existed. So, yeah, we had the McPizza, McSpaghetti, McHotdog, the Arch Deluxe, the Hula Burger, the McLobster, the McDLT. There are others. There are others that I just could not get to. Hey, man, I give them props for experimentation. You know, trying new things.
Can they point to any of them, though, that actually made money? I wonder. McDLT, maybe?
The Filet-O-Fish wasn't an original item, and that thing's still there to this day.
Yeah.
The McRib, which comes back seasonally, that thing comes back every year, and apparently they sell out of it every time they come through. So they've had their hits.
Where were you on the Shamrock Shake?
I don't think I've
had that. That was like a mint chocolate chip shake, wasn't it?
Yes.
I don't like mint chocolate chip ice cream, so I'm not the one to ask. Yeah, not a fan.
Okay, and then one other glaring omission here. Not glaring, but this one has always bothered me. Is the old school McDonald's apple pie.
The fried apple pie?
With the crust and the cinnamon was perfect.
Yep.
And the new one?
There is a new one?
Yeah, they remodeled it. Like, the crust is different. And I, to this.
It's a healthier version.
Well, sometimes when you're having apple pie, man.
No, I agree.
We need to.
The original was delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
They were good.
If you just want a store that just opens up the old school apple pie.
I've never had one.
Ever?
No.
Came in that little envelope, little cardboard sleeve. You'd open it up and you'd push the pie out.
Oh, my gosh.
And you would undoubtedly burn the living daylights out of the roof of your mouth with that thing. It was like literal molten lava coming out.
But the crust was so good. Like, the texture was right, and now it's just like they have holes in it, so the topping, you know, it's just...
I'm thinking that he still eats like a third grader.
Bob?
Yeah.
No.
I'm getting that feeling.
No. Well, I mean, I certainly hearken back to it. It'd certainly be calling me.
Hey, I don't know anybody else that's had a fillet of fish since they were eight than you.
I'm pretty sure on my fillet of fish chart, you could find at least one per year my entire life.
Yes.
I've never left it behind.
All right. That's the pig pen.
Awesome.
Love it.
Good stuff. All right.